This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on July 7th, 2026. Novastar Ventures and Google are launching an applied AI lab for African startups, focusing on healthcare, agriculture, and education, with 5 to 10 teams to be selected by September. This move indicates a growing interest in applying AI to real-world problems on the continent. For builders, this means there's an opportunity to develop practical AI solutions that address specific challenges in these sectors, and they should consider applying to the lab to get the necessary support and resources. What does it take for an AI lab to actually make a difference, though? You need reliable power, and that's where the conversation gets real. Vodacom's recent acquisition of a majority stake in Safaricom is a reminder that control of critical infrastructure is key to shaping the continent's digital landscape. With Vodacom now holding 55% of Safaricom, the question is how this will impact the company's ability to invest in its network and provide reliable services to its customers. For operators, this means they should be paying close attention to how this deal affects the competitive landscape and plan accordingly. In a different part of the continent, Tunisia's Robocare has secured a six-figure investment from 216 Capital to expand its AI-powered precision agriculture platform. This deal highlights the growing interest in agritech on the continent and the potential for AI to drive innovation in this sector. For investors, this means they should be looking at the agritech space as a potential area for growth, but they need to be cautious and do their due diligence as the sector is still in its early stages. As we've argued at Tech Cocoon, local capital formation is key, so it's worth asking which African pension regulators will move first to unlock meaningful domestic LP capital for agritech startups like Robocare. Naspers' launch of a free no-code AI platform for South African businesses, TokenClaw, raises interesting questions about the company's strategy and the potential impact on the local AI ecosystem. With no usage limits at launch, this could be a game-changer for small and medium-sized enterprises looking to adopt AI solutions. For builders, this means they should be considering how to integrate their own AI solutions with TokenClaw, and whether this platform can help them scale their offerings more quickly. But as we've seen with other free offerings, the real question is, what's the catch, and how will Naspers ultimately monetize this platform? Which brings us back to our standing question, what onshore compute actually gets built, and who pays for it? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akayeza.